PBR final MLF invitational event of the year, stop six. And I'm going to share with you some locals that got into this event that are looking to jackpot and see if they can't cash in on a $100,000+ payday for only fishing one tournament in the entire league. Let's talk more about it. These guys might be the keys to your fantasy team making a big jump or a big fall at the end of the year. Make sure you get the lineups in here soon. The event starts the morning of July 25th, Tuesday. So this is a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday tournament on the river, which should be awesome. They should cut down boat traffic, things like that, and should make for a really solid event. We're going to have stable, hot weather coming up for this event. I'm not going to go to Omnia and bring in the report, because I've been on lacrosse so many times, I'm just going to give it to you straight. There are going to be definitely smallmouth and largemouth in play. It'll be interesting to see which wins. It'll probably be a mixed bag. Hard to predict, but this should be a challenging event, but there should be some good bags caught. The river can be a little grimy this time of year, but it can also be pretty good. Should have stable conditions. Vegetation should be really good and strong. Should be a really strong frog bite, flipping bite. Sand drops might be starting to play at this point. We will see some main river closing dam, wing dam, current stuff play for some largemouth and smallmouth as well. Should be a lot of opportunities. We got pool 7, 8, and 9. Locking is in play. The Black River, backwaters, main current, lots of things, lots of water. Should really spread this 150-ish boat field out pretty well. But if you really want to, you know, simplify your lineup, stacking your lineup with some really good froggers might not be a bad option. Let's look at the standings of the leagues and see who is in line to take home the first of several Super K gift cards for the Beat Hell Bass group. I've moved up a little bit. I've cut the lead. I'm down to 250 pounds. I don't know if I can make that up in this final event, but Casey Kamisic is in the driver's seat. Scott, 75 pounds back. He's still got a shot. We'll see if he can do. Greg Apple, a watcher of the channel, also shout out to him. He's right in the mix as well. Both Scott and Greg have the best shot to reel in good old Casey. Casey still sits atop the overall leaderboard, and he's looking good. So we'll see if he can bring home the big prizes in MLF and the Super K gift card. If you still want to get in, you still can. It's getting a little late to run down Casey, but if you don't think you're going to run down Casey or win an event or anything like that, then maybe just use the code HELLABASS15 right here to save on some handmade, made in the USA swim jigs right out of Wisconsin. There will probably be some Super K swim jigs sling around this river and will account for a lot of good bass in this tournament. Let's get into some of the picks. So you can see all year long, there's been several anglers, and I've kind of highlighted and touched on this before. There's been anglers like that have gotten in the Eufaula event, that got in Clark's Hill, that were only fishing one event, like Shane Goodwin on Eufaula. I think Britt Myers got in, a couple other, maybe the Robinsons got in on the Lake Clark's Hill one. I know Wheeler only fished Okeechobee. So to fill the fields, they've been allowing people fishing single events. So you can see here in Bucket A, I don't know about if Nick Hargis thinks he's a local, but ranked 193rd, I'm guessing he hasn't fished a lot of events. Here's a guy, David Bulkins. Not sure his resume. I guess I haven't really looked him up as far as experience on the cross. But Cade Loffenberg here is won multiple, I would say at least 3+, maybe more BFL wins out of lacrosse. Jeff Ritter, longtime River Rat BFL Great Lakes Division participant. Both of these guys, All-American qualifiers from this division. Lots of interesting people in here. I don't think Keith Poche has been fishing all of the invitationals this year. There's a lot of interesting names here on the list. And then if you go, I'm going to, you know, just to highlight, there's some interesting names that basically, for the lack of a better term, are jackpotting this event.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Looking to come away with $115,000 if they have the Phoenix bonus. And if we jump over to Group B, Also some familiar names, Mike Briggin, probably the most prolific, probably won more money out of the lacrosse pool than anybody. Kevin Rue, a buddy of mine, a guy I fished team tournaments with down there. I stay at his house typically when I go down there. He has got some BFL wins, made the All-American, done very well out of this pool. Nick Trim, a local down there. So lots of interesting names here fishing this event, only this event. So my group A, I'm going to take Michael Neal. He's done pretty well here in the past. He did well in the title championship. It was a similar time of year, the one that just 2 years ago they had the title championship out of August. It was won on kind of a closing dam situation, backwater. But Michael Neal had a good event there. Jim Moyna had a pretty good event. Tom Monsoor fishing the Invitationals. A legend out of lacrosse. Hard to pass him up. Keith Poche, his small boat with the low water could get him into some frog fish, some flipping fish that could be really good. He could show out really big in this tournament. And then I can't pass up Cade. I would say he's one of the top locals for sure in this tournament. And I know he's been putting in his homework up to the cutoff and putting in a lot of practice on adjacent pools, honing his craft, testing things, you know, hopefully, because a lot of times when you fish, let's say pools 5A and 6 or going down, you know, or 10, you can learn things, and these fish on these other pools will often be doing similar things. Now you have to find those new locations, but if you know the type of stuff they're setting up on, it makes it a little easier to make your pre-fishing. So a lot of these locals are doing their homework on adjacent pools as well. Group B, I'm going to go with Joshua Weaver. He did really well in the title championship. Matt Steffen did pretty good in the title championship 2 years ago. He's got a pretty good track record in lacrosse. He's from Wisconsin. It's definitely not like his home waters, but he spends a fair amount of time there. In the years that the tours have come here, he has had pretty strong check finishes, and he has the ultimate carrot that if he can remain in the top 8 or 9 or whatever it is, he can make the BPT next year. And he's got his eye on the prize. He likes to fish 7 a lot in these tournaments, and we'll see what he does this year. But I think Matt Steffen is going to be able to do what he needs to do to punch his ticket to the BPT next year. And then we can all follow his channel and adventures on Matt Steffen fishing next year on the BPT, which would be awesome. Fred Boom Boom Banas, I think, won an open a long time ago on Everstart, got his career kind of kickstarted on this river section, loves the frog, should be a strong pick here. And then we've got Kevin Rue, my buddy, got to pick him. He feels really confident going in this tournament. Feels good. Obviously, these guys are all investing with entries $4,000 or $5,000 in this tournament for a single tournament. So obviously, these locals have a lot on the line to perform here so they don't take a big L on their entry fees. And then Mike Briggin, hard not to pick him. His track record here is super strong. It'd be really interesting to see. So they've allowed basically people to jackpot all year long on the ML Invitationals, but to this point, nobody's won one. And I think there's a pretty good chance that one of these locals could win or top five it. And that might ruffle some feathers. Because I think that's the only thing that's kept this on the down low, is that none of these locals have won one yet. And I think when a local wins one that they only fished one, people will start to be like, hey, what? And then we'll hear about it. And then MLF will get more fabulous press, which they need at this point. So I'm going to submit my team here. My tiebreaker, I think high 40s, low 50s, maybe mid 50s if fishing's really good. Like 18 pounds a day would be really strong over 3 days this time of year, and I don't think it's going to quite take that much. So I'm going to go 51 pounds, 3 ounces, submit my team. Tune in. This will be one of the most exciting fisheries to probably watch during live coverage. Won't be much front-facing sonar. It's going to be a lot of flipping, pitching, swim jigs, topwaters, frogging. Should make for some good video coverage.